Try now。
Pensacola right now, right here on News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday, 6:11. We're doing good.
Hour number three. Yes. Welcome into the program. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm sorry I was mesmerized by the hockey on ESPN. So
hockey
I will admit it. I will admit it. I was not running late, or I was not, wrapped up in an assignment. I was just watching TV. So, yeah, it happens to the worst of us.
I'm happy I have so much trust in you. I didn't even glance over to look if your mic was there. I'm just like, okay, he's going to talk any second now.
I'm not going to do that. So hour number three here on Pensacola right now. Text line is open, 850-437-1620. Appreciate your interaction today. We're taking your comments here on the question, what is that one word that no matter how hard you try, you just always struggle with it? I think the leader in the clubhouse, Worcestershire right now, Worcester, the town in Massachusetts, some other good ones. We've had specific statistics, and I think the word that everybody struggles with universally, rural. That always gets me every single time. And right now, 6:12, right before we get to our first traffic and weather update here of this hour, we will hit our top three stories. And this afternoon, we heard from President Joe Biden doing an address to the country and the world regarding the war between Israel and Hamas. The number of Americans killed in the conflict is up to 14 now, rather, and also likely that Americans have been taken hostage by Hamas as well.
The United States has Israel's back. We will make sure the Jewish and democratic state of Israel can defend itself today, tomorrow, as we always have.
And President Biden confirmed this afternoon as well that the U.S. would provide ammunition and interceptors to replenish Israel's Iron Dome defense system. And in addition to the ammunition and interceptors, American military planes are expected to arrive in Israel over the coming days.
The U.S. military has enhanced its force posture in the region to strengthen our deterrence, including the movement of a carrier strike group into the eastern Mediterranean. And we are prepared to move additional assets as necessary.
And National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that the Biden administration will also call on Congress to pass legislation for more defense assistance. Finally, Special Counsel Jack Smith is looking to keep jurors' identities from being made public in former President Trump's Capitol riot trial. Smith points to Trump's previous verbal attacks on court personnel and, in particular, sensitivities of the case. Also, he asked the judge in the case for a secret entry and exit point from the courthouse for jurors assigned to that case. Those are our top three stories. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Our roadways are looking pretty good right now. We do have an accident reported by FHP. It's going to be at Mobile Highway in Beulah Road. They are reporting a roadblock. Right now, not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it. Definitely going to see some slight delays if you're moving southbound on Beulah Road towards Mobile Highway. It's right near Marcus Point Christian Preschool at Beulah, so just keep that in mind. That may be causing some more delays in just a bit here. Other than that, we're looking good, though. The 3-mile bridge and Garcon Point Bridge showing no delays. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also moving smoothly. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Coming up for weather, we're going to be seeing a lot of rain the rest of this week. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, it starts at 60% and heads to 90% throughout the rest of the day. Thursday and Friday, we have high chances of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 69. It's 76 in our area with fair skies. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Taking a look at local headlines, vigils, prayer meetings happening all over the country in support of Israel, and that happened right here in our backyard.
And it's also something we know that's going to make us feel better, that we're not sitting here alone and wringing our hands.
The Jewish community in Pensacola coming together at the Pensacola Chabad Jewish Center It comes as fighting between Israel and the Hamas terrorist organization enters its fourth day, more than 1,000 casualties. Vigil also included words from Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall, who told how officers are still working to keep our local Jewish community safe after a recent spree of anti-Semitic vandalism that resulted in the arrest of four different teenagers. FHP this afternoon confirming that a two-year-old boy that was ejected from a car on Highway 98 last week. That crash happening back on October 4th on Highway 98 near Fairfield Drive. At the time, investigators say that a black Buick failed to yield the right-of-way and collided with a red Ford. The two-year-old boy, as well as an infant in that Buick, were ejected. FHP Lieutenant Jason King says the investigation is continuing and includes determining whether the child's safety seat and booster seat were used at all or if they were used improperly. Also, in local headlines, close to 80 smoke alarms were able to be passed out during the city of Pensacola's first smoke alarm Saturday this past weekend. City staff and firefighters canvassed the Creighton Heights area, and on October 21st, they'll do the same on the West Side Garden District. But city residents don't have to wait until somebody knocks on their door.
Anywhere in the city, you can call 311 and say, you know, I think mine's more than 10 years old, or we don't have one, and we'll get one out there and put it in for you free of charge.
Mayor D.C. Reeve says last Saturday, 72 smoke alarms were either installed on the spot, or scheduled to be. Also, we learned yesterday about the ordinance in Santa Rosa County that prohibits panhandling, which has been a major issue here in Escambia County, of course. We asked Sheriff Chip Simmons if such an ordinance would work here.
My legal team and the county's own legal team feel there are some problems with the ordinance, and they're based on, this constitutional challenge.
Got it. Okay.
I will tell you that if there was an ordinance that we could enforce, we would certainly enforce it. That would make my life a lot easier.
And Simmons says sidewalks are the people's property and holding a sign, whether it asks for money or not. Simmons says his legal team is working with the county to look for solutions to the panhandling problem. In Santa Rosa County this Thursday, emergency management in Santa Rosa County is holding a family-friendly safety festival that'll start at 4 p.m. at their building at 4499 Pine Forest Road in Milton. Activities include games, face painting, door prizes, and giveaways. And in one of those giveaways is free bike helmets, and they'll fit them for you, safety tips, and mini training for CPR and basic first aid as well. Pretty cool event happening there. 6:18, we'll take a quick break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious.
Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Friday morning at 10:30, join Santa Rosa Animal Services on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every life is precious and that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back, adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. That's Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Enjoy the food, music, and fun at the Pensacola Beach Chamber's Taste of the Beach, Saturday from 10 to 4 at Casino Beach. Visit PensacolaBeachChamber.com for more. Experience an authentic Italian festival with food, Italian music, and family fun at the Sons and Daughters of Italy's Festa Italiana, Friday and Saturday in Seville Square. See VisitPensacola.com for more details. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Should I go? If you say that you are mine.
6:23 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Traffic and weather coming up in just a moment. Gracie, have you seen the Cool Whip ad with Stewie and Brian, Family Guy characters?
I don't think so. I'm not huge on Family Guy.
Okay, so it's Stewie, the little baby on Family Guy, right? He's trying to get Brian to say Cool Whip. Mm-hmm. Or no, Brian is trying to get Stewie to say Cool Whip. My bad. And so Stewie is putting a lot of emphasis on the H. He says Cool Whip, mm-hmm. right? And Stewie's like, what's going on? Say cool. He says cool. Say whip, whip, Cool Whip, Cool Whip, right? So my wife has a problem with the word windmill. She will say windmill. She's from here. She's from Cantonment, so she's got this little southern thing going on. But yeah, windmill is how she says it, and I will do the same thing. I say, it's not windmill, it's windmill. And she'll say windmill. That's how I'm saying it. And I'm saying, no, you're saying windmill. Windmill, it's windmill. And then I'll say wind. Wind. Say mill. Mill. Say windmill, windmill. So that's one. And also, she cannot pronounce Mitsubishi. She gets stumbled up on the ch at the first Mitsubishi, and then she just stops talking altogether. So
what about treadmill?
Treadmill? I don't know. I'll have to ask her tonight.
Ask her that one, because I know, I think that was something I used to say wrong, like treadmill.
Okay.
I would always get them mixed up.
Yeah, but
so you got to test her on that.
Yeah, everything to do with mill, I will just send her away tonight and see how she does. 6:25 here, traffic and weather together before state headlines.
We're looking pretty good on the roads right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have an accident report by FHP with a roadblock at Beulah Road and Mobile Highway. Definitely seeing some slowdowns starting to occur. So leading into this intersection, you're going to see slowdowns in all directions. Other than that, though, we're looking good. You know, 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. There is a small accident causing some slight delays off of New Hope Road. That's going to be in the westbound direction. But other than that, we're looking good. See something else, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we're definitely going to be seeing some rain coming up tomorrow. That is also going to be carrying into Thursday and Friday. So mostly cloudy skies tonight with no chances of rain with a low of 69. It's 76 in Pensacola, 77 in Milton, and 74 in Gulf Breeze. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. Barberry Plumbing, when it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Texter says, one that I have a problem with is Cracker Barrel. She always says Crackle Barrel. Mm. So there's that. Also, you know, just kind of like the local pronunciations, like Cervantes. My dad, no matter how many times you tell him, he will say Cervantes. And, you know, I think that's, you know, when you grow up somewhere else and, you know, I lived in Iowa and M-A-D-R-I-D, Madrid, is pronounced Madrid. Bayou Tahar, and you know, there's all these types of places. So yeah, those are some good ones as well. But Crackle Barrel. Oh, and my dad also cannot pronounce Chipotle.
What does he say?
Chipotle.
So I know traffic-wise, like Softly Field Road.
Softly, okay.
I would say soft.
Softly. You'll put the T on there.
Yeah, yeah, and like I can't. I've had so many listeners like Gracie. It's Softly Field Road. And I'm like, I don't care.
Don't even care.
I'm trying my best.
6:27 here. Quick rundown of some state headlines here. Governor DeSantis today is going on the offensive against Iran and Hamas following the attacks on Israel over the weekend. He says that he will introduce a proposal for the next legislative session that would crack down on Hamas and block Iranian business in Florida.
To include the financial, construction, manufacturing, textile, technology, mining, metals, shipping, shipbuilding, and port sectors. We're going to prohibit state and local governments from contracting with any company on this expanded sectors list.
And DeSantis also wants to ban state investment in Iranian companies.
Also, flags are flying half-staff across Florida for the rest of the week. Late yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis issued an order as a mark of respect for the victims of the attacks on Israel. The Florida Capitol is also lit in blue and white in solidarity with Israel.
Told you about those vigils happening here in Pensacola and then around the country as well. There was one on the campus of the University of Florida last night, and dozens of people ended up getting hurt after panic ensued during that vigil. A couple of crowd of about 1,200 people was gathered when somebody fainted, leading to shouts to call 911. Yeah, so a stampede followed after that, and around 30 people ended up being injured and transported to the hospital, but only 5 were admitted.
Also, today's an important day for hundreds of thousands of citizens' property insurance holders. About 300,000 customers have to respond today to letters they got from a private insurer about a policy change. So if you got one, you have to notify the private insurer if you plan to accept or deny the offer. If you fail to respond, you'll automatically be transferred to the private insurer, which could mean a higher rate.
Yeah, also Attorney General Ashley Moody is trying to block a proposed constitutional amendment that seeks to ensure abortion rights in Florida. Moody wants the Florida Supreme Court to review the wording of the proposal, specifically the part that says it would prevent restrictions on abortion before viability. Moody says that viability can have more than one meaning. Supporters are trying to get the amendment on the November 2024 ballots.
Also, if you are thinking about getting a Powerball ticket, Joe and I have told you time and time again, you have to get one at Publix. Well, a Powerball ticket sold in Florida was worth $2 million. The tickets matched 5 out of 6 of the numbers and had the Power Play option. And of course, the ticket was sold at a Publix in Hollywood, Florida. So pretty awesome there. 6:30 right now, we're going to get a quick break, come back with Fox News update in Your Money Now. Then we have some pop culture, sports, and national.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden is calling for more support for Israel as they continue their battle against Hamas. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports from the White House.
President Biden announcing 14 Americans are among the dead, giving a clear green light to Israel's military response amid calls from progressive Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar for a ceasefire.
There's no justification for terrorism. There's no excuse.
The process is underway for the House to find a new speaker. Fox's Chad Pergram is on Capitol Hill.
A candidate forum is actually taking place between Steve Scalise, the majority leader, and also Jim Jordan. He is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Those are the two candidates running for speaker. They want to get a speaker so the House is operational so they can deal with the Middle East.
A vote could come tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Well, layoffs were announced in June, and now Stitch Fix is providing some specific numbers and a timeline. The personal styling service says the closure of a Dallas distribution center will mean about 560 job cuts, the great majority of those workers being warehouse associates. The layoffs to begin December 1st. Meanwhile, nearly 400 workers at the company's Bethlehem, Pennsylvania distribution site will be laid off before the February closure there. Stitch Fix will ramp up capacity across its locations in Atlanta, Indianapolis, and Phoenix, rehiring some of the laid-off workers willing to move. ESPN announced today that longtime hockey analyst Barry Melrose has Parkinson's disease and is retiring. The former NHL player and coach has been an analyst at the Sports Network for nearly 30 years. Melrose said in a statement that in retirement he will focus on his health and his family. Stocks posted modest gains today. The S&P 500 rose 22 points. The Dow Industrials added 134. And the NASDAQ Composite tacked on 78. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Northern Tool. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com. We're made for this. After 5 weeks of the NFL season, it's clear that the Detroit Lions are going to win the NFC North for the first time since 1993. It's an exciting time to be a Lions fan, and it would absolutely be awesome if Detroit can take it even further and win a playoff game, as that's something the franchise hasn't done since 1991. Dream big, Detroit. I'm Zach Gelb.
Oh no, your little one is back to school and caught a cough. Help them feel better fast with DayQuil Kids Cold and Cough. It's specially formulated just for kids and helps treat their most bothersome cold symptoms. It's also available in two delicious flavors, honey and berry. DayQuil Kids from Vicks is the daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose just for kids medicine. Pick it up at your local pharmacy or any major retailer today. For kids 6 and up, use as directed.
To celebrate National PA Week, here's some reasons why 10.4 million patients trust their health to board-certified physician assistants every week. PAs can diagnose, manage chronic illnesses, prescribe medications, and assist in surgery. PAs also increase access to health care, and that's important because your health can't wait. Learn more at PASDoThat.net. Sponsored by the National Commission on Certification of Physician Assistants.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. The candidates, the primaries, is it fiction or fact? Inflation, recession, buying power we lack.
Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world.
There's only one.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday night. Bands on the Beach starting in about 20 minutes now. Also coming up next month, Veterans Memorial Park Foundation is hosting a special celebration of service on Veterans Day at First Baptist Church of Pensacola. There's going to be a dinner and a special performance by Mac McAnally, and tickets are on sale now. There's only 300 tickets, though, that are going to be able to be purchased. So make sure if this is an event you're going to want to go to don't wait to get your tickets. You can get them at newsradio923.com. Taking a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking really good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. 29 not showing anything that's going to slow you down this afternoon. And also 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also running smoothly. See something else? Give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to hear from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Low pressure over the Gulf of Mexico is going to be changing up the weather around here over the next day or so. It'll be quiet as we head through tonight with overnight lows down in the 60s, lots of clouds in the skies. Look for some rainy and windy weather to start to move in on Wednesday. I'd start looking for the rain around midday Wednesday, and the breeze and the winds will pick up as we head through the afternoon hours and into Wednesday night. Rainy and windy, we could see several inches of rain. High temps will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. It could be tomorrow when we have a new Speaker of the House tonight. Republicans are meeting to hear from the candidates running to be the next Speaker. So far, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan are the only lawmakers who have formally entered the race.
Also, the police in New York have been dealing with dueling protests that have been popping up as the war between the Hamas and Israel continues.
So to remain stoic, to remain calm, to in fact try to calm down the very heated rhetoric and tensions, and to as much as possible keep the two sides in this situation, the many sides, apart from each other.
So former NYPD Commissioner Bill Baton says that it's complicating things, what's happening, and that the department is at its lowest strength levels in history due to the recent budget cuts.
Pretty weird one in San Francisco, where an investigation is continuing after a now deadly incident at the Chinese consulate. It happened yesterday when an unidentified suspect rammed his vehicle into the lobby of the consulate building, and responding officers shot at the suspect, and he died later at the hospital. Not known why the man drove into the consulate in the first place.
Also, there's a growing debate over the push to expand Wi-Fi access on public school buses. So the FCC Democratic chairwoman wants school buses to have discounted access to Wi-Fi to help close the homework gap. But Republicans are pushing back, saying that they're concerned about the unsupervised internet access for students, as well as they believe it will be used just to access social media sites on the school bus.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I will say, though, that a texter did bring up a good point last hour, is that, you know, when I think of what I did on the school bus, it was like, well, you know, I was hanging out with my friends, just chatting it up or whatever. But you know, there is the argument that, well, what about like on the way to school bus? Let's say that you fell asleep while you were doing your homework, and the only time you have is on the ride to the school bus, and you're trying to just, you know, do what you can before school starts. I say, yeah, that makes sense, because I definitely did that. Generally, though, I think that there are better ways to give access to Wi-Fi if you want to subsidize it. I think that's better done in neighborhoods, not necessarily on school buses. But welcome to be proven wrong on that, but a pretty interesting debate there. 6:42 here, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports. We have playoff baseball continuing here, and just about 15 minutes away from Game 3 between the Orioles and the Texas Rangers. That's at 7:03 first pitch time, and that'll be on Fox. Earlier this afternoon, the Astros took a 2-1 lead over the Minnesota Twins with a 9-1 beatdown. Tripleheader in NHL tonight, as it is opening night. And currently in the third period, the Predators and the Lightning are tied at 3-3. The big one, though, is what happens next. 7 o'clock start time for the Blackhawks and the Pittsburgh Penguins. And that is the debut of Connor Bedard, the top overall pick. 9:30 tonight on ESPN as well, the Seattle Kraken will take on the Vegas Golden Knights, as they will be lifting up their Stanley Cup championship banner to the rafters after winning the championship last season. That's what's happening in the world of sports tonight. Health, business, and science notes now. We have the UAW strike now on day 26. Members are currently on strike at 43 different facilities around the country. Yesterday, GM released details of its latest proposal. They included a 20% wage increase over the life of the new contract. The union, though, wants a 40% increase. Also, Amazon's second Prime Day sale is here. Prime Big Deal Days takes place today and tomorrow. Deals on tech, home goods, fashion, and entertainment can be found. Customers do need to be Amazon Prime members to get access to those offers.
Also, the UAW strike is now on day 26. UAW members are currently on strike at 43 different facilities across the country. Yesterday, General Motors released details on the latest proposal, which includes 20% wage increases over the life of a new contract. And the union wants a 40% increase.
Domino's is trying to get more people to sign up for their rewards program. So for the next 4 months, they're giving out free emergency pizzas. Spend $8 and they'll add one free medium, two-topping pizza to your rewards account.
Also, this is something I was excited about before I saw the price tag. Yeah. Starbucks rolling out a new limited pumpkin spice latte gear to celebrate the drink's 20th anniversary. So the chain has made a limited edition pumpkin spice latte varsity jacket. It has the Starbucks logo on it across. It has all across it, PSL. It's in colorful fall leaves all over it. Honestly, looks a little cute. I don't know if I would necessarily love to have it, but, you know, it's cute. It's $295.
Yeah, no thanks.
No, thank you.
For me, it's the Starbucks logo on the sleeve.
Yeah. See, if Chick-fil-A, say you were gifted a nice Chick-fil-A varsity jacket, would you wear it?
Probably not, because I mean, I love, don't get me wrong, I love Chick-fil-A,
What about Chipotle?
No, I don't want to wear anything from any restaurant. I just don't want people asking me questions thinking that I work there.
Yeah, I'm a brand ambassador.
Yeah, like, Chick-fil-A. You know, how much am I getting paid to wear this? Not a thing. It's just a part of my wardrobe. So no thanks. I'm not even sure the employees want a Chick-fil-A varsity jacket. I will ask. I'm friends with the operator over at Bayou. I will ask what he thinks on that, if it would be worth to get all of his employees a Chick-fil-A varsity jacket. Maybe like in the you can have like cow print, you know, maybe a white jacket with like blue black spots and then like a Chick-fil-A logo, like, you know, like the Letterman, like C or whatever in red, maybe right there or something.
I feel like it needs to be black and white with some yellow accent, or not yellow, some red accents.
Would
be nice.
There you go.
But still expensive. Gonna get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking pretty good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We're also not showing anything to slow you down on Blue Angel Parkway. Gulf Beach Highway also running smoothly. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Coming up for weather, we're going to be seeing some rain this week. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, high chances of rain. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 69. It is 76 in Pensacola, 77 in Milton, and 74 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, Texter gets it. I don't want to advertise for free for restaurants. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a walking billboard for somebody who's not paying me to be. Looking at some pop culture notes. So, guys, we've all been there, right? Or hopefully, maybe not, but a lot of guys, we've had this instance where you were up, maybe you were making a speech or something, and then you realize after the fact that your fly was open, and you're wondering, did the people that I was around know or not? Well, in Luke Bryan's case, he was doing a concert in Orlando last week, and that's what happened. He had his fly open and performed a good number of songs before somebody in the audience finally brought it to his attention. Here's what it sounded like. Good for him. He, took it in stride, was a good sport about it. But yeah, that's super embarrassing.
Yeah, no, I always feel embarrassed. You mentioned it earlier, but no one even has to say it. But you go back, you sit down, you're like,
yeah,
oh man, I've been walking around the office the whole day.
Yep.
So yikes. Also in pop culture news, talks to end the actor strike is going to resume tomorrow. SAG-AFTRA and the studios are going to meet for the first time. Just last week, as the strike approaches 90 days, and the union is looking for an 11% increase in minimum rates for the first time this year for a new contract.
Now that I think about it, it happened to me like 2 weeks ago here.
And no one said anything?
Nobody. Well, I don't think anybody. I mean, I was here. And I am pretty much, I'm not secluded, but I definitely have, nobody really talks to me throughout the day unless I go out.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was sitting here and I'm like, oh, yep, guess the fly's down. So, you know, yeah, it happened to me just a couple
Steve
weeks ago.
Sorry, David.
Yeah, exactly. finally, here in pop culture notes, let's see, you just did Powerball, right?
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Powerball drawing on Wednesday, tomorrow night, will be the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. The grand prize will be $1.73 billion. The lump sum cash payment is $756 million. You know what I think would be cool? If we can get the lump sum payment up to a billion, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And that would be crazy to take home a billion-dollar cash payment.
Yeah.
It's like mind.
You think we get a winner tomorrow, or you think it keeps going? It's been a long time.
It has. I kind of feel like we might be – I want to say we're going to get to the largest in history. So
okay.
I'm going to say no winner tomorrow, but maybe the next one.
Very good. 6:50 right now. Final break this evening. Back with some wacky and weird headlines and finishing off, of course, with good news on Pensacola right now.
Did you know that the University of Florida now offers two transfer-based bachelor's degree programs at their satellite campus in Milton, Florida? The Natural Resource Conservation degree is designed to give students an expertise in the conservation and management of the natural resources that make up our natural heritage, while the Plant Science degree gives students the ability to utilize plants to alter an ecosystem in a way that's beneficial for the environment and humans. For more information on these degree programs, visit MiltonGators.com.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Scott tissue that I wish you saw. Sarcastic, Mr. Know-It-All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday evening. We're going to get some wacky and weird stories and some good news to finish off today's show. But first, let's get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. 29 and 90 also showing no slowdowns. Davis Highway, north and southbound throughout Pensacola, also going to be showing no delays. And we're looking good on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And we are looking good for weather. We do have some rain coming to our area for tomorrow. Thursday and Friday, expect some high chances of rain. Tomorrow's high is going to be 76, mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 69. It is 76 in Pensacola, 77 in Milton, and 74 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, finishing up with wacky and weird headlines, we start in Chicago where devastation reported downtown near the McCormick Place Lakeside Center, as more than 1,000 birds died after crashing into the same building. Experts say it's due to difficult weather over migration season and the absence of bird-friendly building measures. The birds all flew into the McCormick Place Lakeside Center, and officials provided this description. It was, quote, a carpet of dead and dying and injured birds by the building that needed to be cleaned up.
That is so disgusting. Imagine, like, walking by.
I know.
And like seeing that.
Or walking by when the birds just start descending from the sky.
Ugh, I don't like that at all. Also in wacky and weird stories, let us know if this is something that you have done on your resume. But in a new survey, 70% of people say that they have lied on a resume, including 37 people who admit they are lying frequently on their resume. Among the most common reasons to lie, they are either embellishing responsibilities, they're altering their job titles, stretching the amount of people that you've managed, or the length of time you were employed at a job.
Yeah, I have, to the best of my knowledge, I do not think that I have intentionally been misleading on a resume, like in the sense that you would say I'm lying to embellish myself. Now, what I would say is that for particular employers that maybe aren't okay with, like, hey, what are your last three jobs? Maybe they want like a 10-year history. I do not remember what my work history was in 2013. I may remember who I worked for, but not necessarily the dates that I did. So maybe it's like, if I worked there for 8 months or so, but I don't remember what 8 months, maybe I just say, I worked for a year there or whatever. So in that sense, I mean, if people want to say that I'm lying on my resume, that's fine, but you know, whatever. But to my knowledge, I am not like actively saying I have done this when I haven't done that.
Yeah, I'm a little bit too much of a nervous person. I will say
you would be the one person that would get caught doing that.
Yeah, no, yeah. For sure. And I do know when my boyfriend was applying for a bunch of jobs out of college, he had to put his GPA on.
Okay.
I think he put like 3.7, and he's like, I think it was actually 3.4. Like, you think they're going to catch that? And I'm like,
definitely. Yes.
No, I think you're fine.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Yeah. The one thing that I hate speaking about, like, any employer that. It should be enough if I fill out an application. You want the resume, you want cover letters, whatever. But if I have to take those stupid exams where it's a thousand questions of, you know, I like this and it's like strongly agree or whatever. And then you ask me the same five questions in slightly different verbiage to try to get me to catch up. I am not interested in working for you.
Yeah. I don't like,
I hate those.
Are you proficient in Microsoft Excel? I'm like,
I don't know. I created a template back in junior year of high school once.
Yeah. So. My pie graph looked awesome on my science fair project. What
That's
do you
right.
mean? Yeah, I don't know about that. But if you are one of those people, 70% of us do it. So,
yeah.
In some good news to finish off this hour, 24 inmates just graduated with their associate's degree from Southwestern College near San Diego. It's part of an initiative of the school starting at 2016. And the program helped the inmates get their degree before they were released. All 24 of them plan on continuing to get their bachelor's degree through a program at UC Irvine.
Yeah, very cool. Also, a Michigan man reunited with his class ring after losing it 25 years ago. It was found when a woman in North Carolina bought some old jewelry and noticed the class ring with an inscription for John Leith's name from 1984, and Margaret Langley was able to track him down on Facebook and get it back to the rightful owner. So love to see stories like that. 6:59, almost 7 o'clock. That's going to do it for us here. We're back same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7, for another rundown of Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Counteroffensive on many fronts. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Israeli ground forces preparing to enter Gaza.